mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now about 30 seconds into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. I got a special guest coming up the third hour to talk about a multitude of key issues this hour. Wide open phones, open lines Friday. Talked about more and more coming out about the fake capture of Saddam, now mainstream, United Press International. Schwarzenegger on 18 TV stations in California running fake newscasts produced by the government, basically pushing all of his propaganda. Just more of that. Some good news, and I hope he takes it. Schiavo's husband offered $1 million. San Diego Union Tribune, Rancho Santa Fe businessman Robert Herring says he will give $1 million to the husband of brain-damaged Terry Schiavo. They were calling her brain dead until we forced him to stop that. If he will relinquish guardianship to her parents rather than end her life, we'll talk about it. Also, prisoners at Abu Ghraib included children. We already knew that. Now it's in the Associated Press. Also, Iraqi allies accused of failing to investigate civilian deaths. Republican senators vow to protect RFID and make sure you submit to tracking chips going in all products in America. Ex-FBI agent Ted Gunderson saying Gannon is the kidnapped child. Gosh, we'll cover that as well. Right now, let's go back to the calls. John in Tennessee, welcome.
Hello, Alex. I don't know if you covered this already, but the Popular Mechanics hit piece actually contradicted the 9/11 report, whitewash report itself.
No, I know. Listen, at least there's 16 points. At least 11 of them are just totally disprovable on their face, and the others can't be proven either way.
Yeah, the one that I ran across was they were claiming that when the transponders were turned off, that it made it look exactly like the 4,500 other radar blips on the screen. But in the 9/11 report, it says that when the transponder was turned off, the controller used the standard procedures for no radio aircraft, and that
they automatically had it already marked according to transponder number. They instantly type in a number or touch screen it, and now its number is reassigned to it.
Yeah, so I don't know who they're trying to fool.
Well, I mean, they say that jets were never launched in the 10 years before 9/11 except once to intercept, and their own spokesman they used, the spokesman for NORAD, says it was 68 times in the year before.
Right.
I mean, it's bad.
Yeah. A couple other things.
Why don't you write an article about it? Why doesn't everybody write an article, find your own inconsistencies, and write articles about it? That's how we counter these people.
I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. On the, I heard you mentioned you were asking the question, why did they pick Jessica Lynch to make the heroine? I think that might have to do with those pictures that they say they had of her topless or whatever that smut peddler Larry Flint claimed he had. You know, like they try to get something on somebody to try to keep their mouth shut. So maybe they thought they could control her using those pictures as blackmail. But I guess she figured her life was worth more than just keeping that under the covers. But
and it turns out it was all false, just like the Saddam capture story.
Yeah. One other thing. I called a few months ago about the Islamic dinar situation, and I think this merits a little bit more looking into. I came across this article by Judd Waninsky, and he was talking about it, and he was saying why that he was interested in the dinar because that the our own dollar is not gold backed, and he felt that with pressure from the Islamic world having a gold backed currency, that might force the dollar to become gold backed again. He was also saying that in his article that the U.S. put pressure to try to prevent this gold backed dinar from coming out into the market, and also this was announced back in 2001. It was supposed to be real by in place by 2003.
Yeah, we actually had him on the show, and that was a factor in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, long before that was happening, PNAC said it was about oil and weapon sales and using Iraq as a launch base.
Okay.
Globalists never do something unless it helps them on multiple fronts.
True.
They do a detailed cost benefit analysis. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back with more of your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Check it out.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
TGIF, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend coming up. Shibo's husband offered $1 million, San Diego Tribune. Again, Rancho Santa Fe businessman Robert Herring, God bless him, says he will give $1 million to the husband of brain damaged Terry Schiavo if he will relinquish guardianship to her parents rather than end her life next week. I've been following the Terry Schiavo case for the last couple of years, watching it on TV, said Herring, who said he does not know the Florida woman and has not spoken to Schiavo's parents or her husband. Herring said the parents believe the drugs being developed and stem cell research might save Schiavo. If you read what the doctors say today, her brain cells are repairing and are in better condition now than they were. Herring said Schiavo, 41, was brain damaged 15 years ago when a heart attack. Yeah, right. Yeah, she had some broken bones, too. And then her husband found her and sued people and got money and then wouldn't let her have treatment with the money he got that was for the treatment. And won't let him brush her teeth for 10 years or feed her. She can even eat food, folks. She smiles and laughs when she sees her parents. First, they called her brain dead. Yeah, smiling and laughing. And now they have to call her brain damage because we forced the media to stop. Schiavo, 41, was brain damaged 15 years ago when a heart attack cut off oxygen to her brain. Her husband, Michael, describes her as being in a persistent vegetative state in which she would not want to be kept alive. After a series of court battles, he is set to remove her feeding tube March 18th. Oh, my goodness. A plan that a Florida court upheld yesterday, but Shiloh's parents, Robert and Mary Schindler of Florida, have fought to keep her alive in the belief that her daughter might that their daughter might improve with treatment. They say that even though the daughter is bedridden, she can and does respond. Well, they've got the video posted on their websites. Herring agrees. If you look at the photos, you see her trying to talk and follow a balloon back and forth, he said. And I've read that she enjoys listening to music, and if you turn it off, she becomes agitated. That's not the actions of a person in a persistent vegetative state. Ask if this was not an unusual offer from a stranger, Herring said. We've spent millions of dollars trying to kill people, referring to the war in Iraq. There may be better ways of spending money than I'm proposing, but I don't know what they might be. Herring and his high-profile attorney, Gloria Allard, appeared last night on the Fox TV to publicize their offer, saying $1 million has been placed in a special fund. Herring, founder of Wealth TV, said his offer does not include the rights to Shiloh's story. But if she is cured, I would love to run that story, he added. She has 9 more days, and if something doesn't do something, they are going to pull the plug and starve her, pull the feeding tube. She's not on any life supports. Understand, folks, 10 years ago she was eating Jell-O, getting better, starting to even mumble a little bit more, and beginning to be able to move toes and fingers, and boy, that was it. He acted real nicely, got the family to sign over rights to him, and he went to court and won $1.3 million, and then suddenly just said, no brushing the teeth, no taking care of the bed sores, no cleaning her, no nothing. And by the way, the family, you can only see her under guarded conditions, the mother and father. Then he went out, shacked up with another woman, had 2 children. That's divorce right there. He should lose custody right there. That's how to get this going, is that clearly he has abandoned her. And under any other circumstances, I mean, if a man leaves his family for 2 weeks, it's abandonment. And the court's going to rule in favor of the woman and the children. I mean, that's just the law in all the states. Oh, no, he's abandoned her for over 10 years. Frankly, it's torture. You know, you couldn't take a dog or a cat or a horse and put them in a pen and not feed them and not give them water for 10 days and watch them die. Last year we fought for her. They had her unhooked for no feeding tube, no water, for what, 8, almost 9 days? The legislature moved past Terry's Law, and these degenerate judges who aren't supposed to make law or engage in this have overturned it. And the case just goes on and on, but he spent about $300,000 of the $1.3 million, so the $1 million, he'll get that, and the money would then be transferred into a fund for her medical care. And this is just unbelievable. We'll see if he does this, but all these pro-death euthanasia people out there with big foundation money behind them, I won't be surprised if they start slapping down millions to make sure she dies. This is precedent setting, only because it's gotten all this attention. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, Wesley Smith, has reported on the hundreds of people who are talking, please, can I have food and water, honey? Don't kill me. Every time we talk about it and have Smith on, we get calls here on the broadcast. We get multiple calls from nurses going, oh, yeah, you know, I almost got fired because, you know, she didn't die after a week or two. And they said, well, somebody must be feeding her. So, you know, don't feed her. And the old lady's saying, please, honey, give me some water, give me some food. But see, these old folks sign up these cards, you know, these wills. Oh, yeah, if I'm incapacitated, I don't want to be cared for. Well, they don't know that under the new bioethics rules, that means you don't even get fed. I mean, these are real cases, folks. This is going on all over the country. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and, who's up next here? Ken in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for rebroadcasting last Friday that interview you had with the Canadian scholar on the occult in Washington.
Yeah, I had literally over 100 requests for that. So
a great interview. I read a couple of weeks ago, first time I heard about this, that J.H. Hatfield, author of the book Fortunate Son on Bush, was found shot to death. Do you know anything about this, or can you give some background on his death?
Well, I know that they say he committed suicide in an Arkansas hotel room.
And was that recently, or?
No, that was years ago, three or 4 years ago. What happened was he writes this big book, and it's been analyzed. It's like 300 and something pages, and I've read it. Literally 98% of it is all true and documented. you know, the mainstream media, every night there's mistakes in their newscasts for outright lies. One little thing was wrong in there, and Karl Rove and them jumped on that, and then they said, oh, he's, and before he could defend himself, he committed suicide, supposedly. Just like the author of the CIA drug dealing series supposedly shot himself twice
Gary
in
Webb.
The head. And we're
Gary
all
Webb.
Supposed to believe that. Yeah, Gary Webb.
And William Colby also was found dead on very mysterious circumstances.
Got drowned in a foot of water after he released the Waco machine gunning video.
You know, the body count with Bush is approximating the Clinton body count, it looks like.
Well, and look, you know, they like to act like there's this big fight between them. Bush met 11 times with Clinton in private from 1990 to 1991, that's admitted. The $100 million a month in cocaine going through MENA was going directly into the CIA. Clinton was their boy. That was all staged. The whole thing was staged. Remember Bush Sr. wouldn't campaign, and every time Clinton, and this is true, I heard it getting talked about again yesterday, Jack Blubb was talking about it, every time Clinton went through Dallas, he'd go visit his good buddy, who, by the way, made all like 90% of his money in government contracts with EDS and then with IBM, with government contracts. You know, Mr. Ross Perot's against the government. Yeah, right, made billions with the government. But it's all staged.
And now the first Bush president and Clinton are real buddy-buddy.
Oh, they're in a total love fest, and they love each other. They're good friends. And Bush Jr., first thing he did was tell Dan Burton, you will drop all these investigations of pardoning cocaine dealers.
Right,
you will drop the investigations of Chinagate. You will drop it. Do you understand?
And I think that's why they seem like really, I don't know if you've seen it. I know you don't watch a lot of TV.
It's a constant love fest with all of them.
But they have a public service announcement out now. First Bush.
For the tsunami.
Right. And the way they look at each other, like they're almost in love. And it's pathetic. And it's obvious that, you know, these two were partners in crime and still are to some degree, maybe. And that's why they're so friendly. And it's scary.
Well, again, you tell a stupid neocon that, they just can't get into their heads. We got a government that creates fake newscasts that stages all these different things. I mean, this is what they do, folks. Clinton was governor for, 12 years, $100 million a month, conservative. I've interviewed the CIA officers who were there unloading the cocaine.
Scary.
Oliver North, all of them. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
You bet. I mean, this is the truth, folks. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Welcome from Beelzebub's boardroom.
That's right. Good old New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah. There was a great article on Coast to Coast the other night about serial killers, about earlier this week.
Yeah, I know. I lost sleep listening to an hour or two of that.
Okay, that was just fascinating, and you realize just how similar the mindset of...
You notice I always talk about the New World Order are serial killers. It's the same M.O., but go ahead.
Yes, they are. I also have a couple of articles I want to send you. One is about Ann Coulter, an interesting rumor about her that I will not divulge on a family program. I'll email it to you. And also an article about some judges in Rhode Island openly saying right in the courtroom that they're tired of cops lying on the stand. There was a case involving a fracas in a parking lot, and it's in the Providence Journal. I'll be glad to email it to you.
Well, look, every day I see articles where people go and subpoena the private surveillance camera the cops didn't know was on them, and the cop car videos all get erased, and then it shows the cops beating someone up or groping a woman, and then, I mean, it's just, they've been taught that lying is okay.
Yes, and the neocons approve it, too. And I also, one last thing, Alex, I wanted to commend you on your latest video. Superbly done, clearly done, professionally done. And I want to say to all the people out there who are listening, if you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, get off your duff and sign up. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Well, thank you for the support. Yeah, PrisonPlanet.tv. Totally private, totally secure, safe sign-up system. You create your own personal passcode. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. 15 cents a day, $4.95 a month. Sign up for a year. You get the equivalent of 3 months for free. Monthly and yearly subscriptions. Takes about 60 seconds to sign up. I tried it. It took about a minute and a half for me, but I'm slow. You type fast, 60 seconds. PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, a cup of coffee is a buck. $1.50 at Starbucks. I mean, so for the price of a cup of coffee, you get a whole week. I mean, it's just all my films, books, other videos. FrozenPlanet.tv. Thanks for the plug. We'll be right back.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Going straight back to your calls, they're always so interesting. Take us in so many unimagined directions. Daniel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Alex?
Pretty good. How you doing there in the castle in the sand?
Oh, it's pretty evil here. I kind of came here just to see what it's like. I'm really from Michigan, and it's exceeded all of my expectations, I got to admit.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I've been listening to you on and off for about a year, and back when I started listening to you, you mentioned, you know, you were talking about 9/11 a lot and mentioning how you were on a talk show, and before 9/11 you were on that talk show predicting that Al-Qaeda or, was going to run into the buildings.
Al-Qaeda, yeah.
Yes, sir, and I was just wondering, you're predicting attacks of a bigger magnitude. If you were able to, like, logically nail that one to the wall before it happened, what's your prediction as far as what the best option for the globalists to do next?
Well, you know, I have never before or since then gotten on air. I mean, I probably did 15 shows from July 25th until September 11th, where I said... It was. I called it Operation Expose the Government Terrorists. You can put something on the website about it. And I said, call the White House, call Congress. They're going to carry out big terror attacks and blow up buildings very soon. I said, they'll probably use bin Laden. He'll take the blame. It'll probably be something like the World Trade Center that they hit. And there's literally about, and I'm not joking, about 1,000 different pieces of information that I was able to basically integrate into a threat matrix analysis that is, you know, it's like police work with, you know, your better old-fashioned detectives. You know, they just know from all their pieces of evidence. It's hard to articulate, and it was also some bragging. These people are serial killers, and some of their people are getting on TV and making little comments. I saw a celebration, a little... psychopath celebration on MSNBC, CNBC, that was MSNBC, and like on July 24th, I think it was, that's when I said, that's it, I know what they're going to do, because they like to leave little calling cards. It's part of their little inside joke. And they had also, in the 6 months before, introduced bin Laden, like, here he is, he's about to get you. And then I also had my government sources. It was just so many different areas. And I don't, frankly, I would know more about the New World Order now. In a way, I'm partially blind. But in other areas, it's actually opened me up to other areas I wasn't aware of, because I read the analysis. I can read the synopsis of 20 newscasts and 20 TV show plots, you know, in the time it would take me to watch two TV shows. So right. I do read it all. I do see it all. I do know what they're doing. I just miss the body language, the comments. I still, you know, when I hear the CFR is going to be on, I'll tune in to see. A lot of listeners send me videos, basically, of a lot of the key stuff. So I still, you know, they cue it right up to the point for me. And I do every day watch a lot of videos I'm sent. And just, I do watch some TV, but it's on tape or on disc. And I think, I'm sure, they were going to carry out large terror attacks in the last year and a half. But we were able, you answered the call, to really expose who stands to gain, you know, to use the Latin term, qui bono, who stands to gain, who benefits. Mm-hmm. And now a majority of Americans in major polls believe the government was behind it. And so people are backlashing against it. They're going, wait, the border's wide open. Why aren't you doing something about that but taking my rights? And they're so busy trying to consolidate their power and so busy looting and stealing. I don't think right now... They would have already done it, already had the draft, already gone ahead with all this. And I still, unfortunately, think that it's almost a catch-22. We expose them, they back off doing it, but then if we keep getting so effective, they may have to carry out attacks just to smokescreen the rest of it. Like, if this news about the homosexual orgies at the White House keeps coming out, you'll have an attack. I mean, they're telling you it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. They're also letting our opposition build up. They're going to act like... Your opposition to the Patriot Act, too. Your opposition to all this is why they were able to attack us. Now, you shut up from now on. You know, after they nuked Chicago, after they released smallpox in New Jersey or in California, after they attacked the Golden Gate Bridge and Governor Schwarzenegger saved those people. You know, after this happened, you get people shut your mouth. It's time to arrest these people. You listen to us from now on and do as we say. So I think we're headed towards that brick wall. The key is to have as many people awake by then so we're able to short-circuit them. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
That's no joke. I remember on July 25th, and we re-aired clips of this before. It's somewhere in this stack of CDs of that show where I spent like 2.5 hours of the 3-hour broadcast just going over 9/11 and saying, pre-9/11, going over what they were probably going to pull. And I called it Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. And I said, call the White House, tell them don't pull off their attack, don't blame it on their asset Bin Laden. I said they'd probably hit the World Trade Center towers. And I said the same thing on TV, and I gave out the White House website that same day. And I had a 3-hour TV show then, instead of breaking the show up into two parts each week, I just did one big, long show. It was actually a 2.5-hour show I did, and the entire program was dedicated to it. To government-sponsored terror and how they were doing all these drills and preparing and how they were replacing all the news anchors. And just I went over all these different points, and I said, here's the White House phone number, and here's the number to Congress. Call them and tell them we know you're about to do this. I mean, you want one of the big pieces of evidence of government prior knowledge. I mean, I knew about it. People, you know, outside the system knew, just from all the indicators and also some sources I have. But, I do the shows live on cable, where I started out over 10 years ago now, cable access, and I still do it every week. And a testament to how effective it is, I mean, it's won best TV show in Austin. Not best access show, it's won that too, but, you know, it's beat out Austin City Limits and the UT football game. And the readers' poll, which is pretty prestigious. Because, you know, the truth sells. The people want to hear alternative news and analysis. But here I was, and so every time I did a show live, I would tape it. And we put the date up there, the start and end of the broadcast. And so I turned it in that day after I finished, and then it airs about, I don't know, five, six more times over the next year. Then we turn the tapes back in, and they air again. People call me all the time and go, I saw a show you did 6 years ago. Why are you airing those? Because we believe in what we say. We think it can stand up to the test of time. And so, I mean, you'll see TV shows of me when I'm 30 pounds lighter, you know, on TV talking about stuff. And it's more pertinent and more central to what's happening today than it was when I did it 5, 6, 7 years ago. Because we know what we're talking about. Sometimes I wish I didn't. I wish I was wrong about all this. But this is my life. It's what I do. It's what I study. You know, you can become an expert in whatever you want to become an expert in. And if you're intelligent and, you know, have a modicum of understanding, you can get pretty proficient in whatever you want to get proficient in. But you got to choose. But, so, this is kind of an interesting story. On the afternoon of 9/11, that show re-aired, because they just take the show and then they program it into the computer when it's going to air again, get its number of plays. And so, at about 2 o'clock that day, it re-aired for the next 2.5 hours. And I normally, on a comment line, every show I might get 50 comments, put it up for a few seconds at the end, and maybe one might be negative. Well, not this time. I probably had like, I don't know, it was like 30, 40 threatening calls. I'm going to kill you. How dare you say the government did it. You're really sick. People were watching something I'd done 2 months before, and it was so central to what had just happened, they thought I was accusing the government of it that day, which I was on the radio. Oh, I was at that very moment. But I did, you know, the next night on TV. And then went to work on 9/11 emergency relief, which I only offered for a couple months. And I made it in 3 weeks. Started making it the day after 9/11. I mean, I knew what had happened, and you can go, we don't offer that film anymore, but PrisonPlanet.tv members can watch it. I mean, watch it. This is something made 3 weeks after 9/11. And it's all in there. It's more central and more focused than most of the 9/11 films you see today. Not because I have a crystal ball, but because this is what I do. I understand their mindset. I know their philosophies, just like an expert on serial killers knows how serial killers operate. It's the same M.O. And these people like to brag, folks, and they were bragging before they did it. Oh, tall buildings are going to be coming down. They're going to be falling soon. And we're going to need troops on the streets, and American way of life is going to change real soon. I saw Gary Hart and Warren Rudman of the Hart-Rudman CFR Security Threats of the 21st Century assessment in mid-July, and this was just one piece, but camel's straw that broke the camel's back, and I literally got chills up my spine. I started sweating when I saw him do this, and I'm going to be honest with you folks, I went and vomited, and I never vomit over stress. You know, I never vomited before, you know, the football game. I never vomited before a baseball game. I never, you know, I'm not that type of person. I went and I just started vomiting. I've never told this story before. I was just, I literally was started crying. And I knew just all the pieces. They were on TV. I wish I had this on tape. Because I'd watch a few hours of TV back then. It was very distressing for me. And I was watching, flipping through channels, and it's Gary Hart with Chris Matthews and Warren Rudman. And they're smiling, they're laughing, and Hart is, you know, like kind of getting up in his seat, you know, when somebody's gyrating up and down, you know, it was almost like he was about to start dancing a jig, and he goes, well, I tell you, big buildings, big tall buildings, New York, you know, they're probably going to be coming down, and we got to do something, we're going to need troops on the streets, troops in all the buildings, and, you know, it's going to happen soon, and they were smiling, and Rudman was getting excited, and Matthews, and then it ends, and they start shaking hands, and Matthews is like so honored, and just smiling, for sharing this, my show, my, you know, I literally started sweating, hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I just went, and I went in the bathroom, just, oh God, no, I mean, I just knew, I had to see them, I had to see them on TV knowing what they were going to do and later have to watch these people smirking on television as our saviors, smirking as our leaders, smirking as the good guys. Man, just bringing back that memory makes me get nauseated. Ugh. Truth hurts, but it hurts worse not to know it. And again, I'm not even saying Hart and Redman are like intimate planners in all of this. You know they ran the system. No. The Council on Foreign Relations is a 2,000-member board. All the heads of every major bank, every major university, every major religious group, almost every major religious group, academia, banking, media, they're all in there. And they openly call for world government and all this. And they put out a report saying we're going to be attacked, large numbers, Al-Qaeda's probably going to hit us, blah, blah, blah. And then after it happened, they get up there and go, look how almost psychic we are. We predicted all of this. We told you. And it was a bunch of other stuff. But I knew something was coming up. You know, I had this feeling in my spirit, as they say. I had all these other indicators, though, you know, tangible, real things. And just seeing that, because, you know, they're talking about people dying in large numbers, and they're getting excited, they're smiling, they're laughing, they were all in ecstasy. And Matthews, you know, I was thinking, why was he so excited about them? They're talking about death and attacks and big buildings and troops and our way of life's going to change, and it's funny. And I've got this on tape somewhere, literally in the, not hundreds, it's probably 1,000 VHS tapes. Used to, I myself would record on three channels during major news events, before and after the Iraq War, back after 9/11, before 9/11. But on the night of 9/11, remember all the members of Congress stood out on the steps of the Capitol? And Charles Schumer was running around, laughing, smiling, clapping. He was so, and Daschle walks over, and you can lip read, because you can hear the audio, and he's like, shut up, stop it, you're on camera. And, I mean, they just love it. They know, man, we've got the slaves right where we want them. We're going to be able to do whatever we want to them now. And within minutes of it happening, within 30 minutes, it's probably Bin Laden. Nope, here's his picture. Dan Quayle, we got to give up our rights to the New World Order. You know, just all over TV. Gary Hart's on TV. I told you, see, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then Bush, you know, the day later on top of the rubble, and we're going to get the people that knocked these buildings down, and standing there with the firefighters with his arms around them, knowing that, you know, that he was going to block the $96 million for their asbestos treatment. When they've done the lung scans, you know, a bunch have died from it. One thing and one mistake in my new film, Martial Law, that I'm not going to change. It's just too hard to go change it. I say 8 of the 14 rescue dogs have died of cancer. No. It's the 14 have died of cancer of 16 that have died. So, you know what? I voiced it wrong, and I'm leaving it. You know, it's under the number, fine. You notice stuff like that. Because, you know, there's the article right there contradicting what I'm saying as I say it. But it's painful, folks. People ask, well, you got courage to fight these people. No, I don't. I mean, somebody's got to do it. Somebody, when we've got the people that carried out the attacks, whose bosses carried it out, I mean, they're up there smirking and tearing up, and we're being told what leaders they are. I mean, this is like Jeffrey Dahmer. You find his house full of a bunch of dead bodies in the refrigerator, and he's sitting there eating one, and then he gets up on TV and says he's going to fight serial killers, and we praise him. I mean, it's far bigger and worse. You know, the government, I've told this story. We were, I've seen it on TV, and we were out on a family trip out in the desert, out by White Sands. And, you know, they put the atomic soldiers a mile away from Doomtown, you know, where they even had the food cooking and the mannequins and all of it really to videotape and terrify the American people. That's why they made it look so realistic. And I'm out there, and you know, we're out there seeing the glass and all that. I guess it was in Nevada. And I go, Dad, why did they use troops? Why didn't they use monkeys? I mean, literally, they put the troops so close, knowing what it would do. This was, you know, years after they dropped stuff on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I said, why did they put them so close, Dad? You know, because even their trenches fell in on them. They were buried alive. But were dug out. They all survived, at least for a while. most of them died of radiation sickness and other problems. I mean, look at the numbers, like 10 times more likely to have those rare cancers. And then I said, Dad, why don't they use monkeys or apes? He said, Son, because creeps are a lot cheaper than monkeys. And he was right. I mean, they're very calculating, and it's come out. I've had the lawyers on. It's been in major New York papers. The documents have been released as of about 3 years ago. It's in my film, Masters of Terror. Roosevelt. There were 7,400 and something American civilians, men, women, children in the Philippines. And they knew the Japanese were coming. They had a month to pull out. The ships were half empty. And Roosevelt had a meeting, and they said, well, you know what, Mr. President, if we leave these women and children there, that'll be great for the newsreels for propaganda if we let the Japanese capture them. And she said, okay, put an order in that none of our people are allowed on the ships to leave. Only pull out the military. And so I've interviewed people who, you know, who were 4 years old when they were captured and 7 years old when they were released, who watched their mother rape their father, have his head chopped off. And the document's public. Just 7,000 plus people and over 4,000 of them died. The Japanese were brutal. And they just calmly sitting over coffee. All right, yeah, let's lead them to be great. Yeah, sure. And you think they wouldn't do 9/11? I mean, what's wrong with you out there? How stupid are you? They dropped incendiary bombs on Dresden, a non-military city, knowing it'd kill 500,000 people. You think they dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Their own documents admit the Japanese were already trying to do an unconditional surrender. They put out the lie they had to hop all those islands and, oh, we'd lose all these people. They weren't going to fight. They were already trying to give up. That's public. Total unconditional surrender. But the documents are public. Truman, Joint Chiefs, told him, look, we need to drop these on them to scare the Russians. All right, drop it. You can go, well, they attacked us at Pearl Harbor. They deserve it. The point is, we're talking about babies getting vaporized. Now, you get that through your heads and stop being naive and stupid. You're just like the woman who doesn't believe it can happen to her, who gets in the car with Ted Bundy because he's wearing a suit. Just because these people are wearing suits doesn't mean they aren't vicious killers. Most of them aren't just cold-blooded. They enjoy it. They like it. They're involved in every scam you can imagine. They're the mafia. They're the WASP mob that's run this country for over 100 years. They bring the heroin in, the opium in. They had the monopoly on opium back when it was legal. That's mainstream textbooks. They made it illegal so they could jack up the prices because they were getting too much competition, so they just made it illegal and used the cops they control to go after competition and quadrupled the prices. Then they created organized crime gangs they controlled, which they could expand out their criminal empires. They could corrupt the police with the money. They know what they're doing. They're in control because they're ruthless, and they enjoy what they're doing. And our whole way of life and everything decent and good and sweet and beautiful and creative and godly is under attack, and wickedness is being poured out upon us. And I hope you'll wake up and stop being naive. Heaven, help us. Oh. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't my opinion. They think nothing of you. Let's go ahead and take another call. You know it's true in your gut right now, listening. Those of you out there that have been denying what I've been saying, you know it in your gut, in your bones, in your marrow right now. You know it's true. And denying it's real doesn't protect you. It puts you in greater danger. All right, let's go back to the calls. Who's up next here? John in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have just a couple of things I'd like to blast through real quick. In Atlanta, Georgia, this morning, another judge was killed, shot in the courtroom by a guy that was apparently going to be on trial later on in the day. He grabbed a pistol from a sheriff, shot the judge, shot the sheriff, shot the court reporter, and then hijacked the car and got away.
And what are they saying he was on trial for?
As I understand it, it was false imprisonment was one of the charges.
So what, he wouldn't let his wife leave or something?
I'm not sure. It happened so such a short time ago that it's all still pretty
well,
sketchy.
Well, this is a problem. The globalists know that as they warp our psyches and turn us into animals, that we're going to get out of control. Because if we're going to be higher creatures and try to be good and upright and conscious, then we're not going to be easily controlled. But as they turn up the violence and as they sell us on all this evil, and as they warp us and tell us torture's good and show all this on TV, more and more people are going to become insane. And so that's why they also need the tyranny to keep all that in line.
Well, another thing that's going on, too, real quick, is that the Treasury notes have declined again, and the cause given for that was the
oil.
The trade deficit widened to $58.3 billion.
Hey, but NAFTA and GATT, NAFTA and GATT are great. By the way, right before we go into a major depression, they're going to erect, like a month before, some trade laws that would protect us. Then they'll blame the depression on that. Just get ready for that.
Sounds about right.
Anything else?
Fellow Matt Hale that there was a lot of, brought up about him.
Well, just stay there. We'll let you talk about it when we get back. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down, my friends.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war, so you could be free.
On a bloody war. At liberty.
For their descendants.
Thanks.
Again, we will live through our children and their children and their children and their children. as humanity populates the stars. Unless the globalists have their way, and we're not going anywhere if that happens. So, I mean, everything I think about is the species. It's totally instinctive. It has taken control of me. It is the proper order of things. And I really don't matter in this compared to your children. And then think about the love they're going to have for their children. And then you'll love those children as much. And think about the children that they'll have that you'll never see, even if you live to be 100. And don't you love those children of those children? And don't you going to love those children of those children just as much? And those children of those children? Now you think about those children and the children after those children. You love them all just as much, don't you? And that's why you have to stand in the gap against a threat to your species, even when it comes from an aberrant strain of your own species that has set it up. We're a predatory creature. And so now man has taken over the world, and so a subgroup of hyper-alpha predators have set up their own society, and they're dumbing us down so we're like little blind gerbils that can reach into the box and eat at their leisure. They're engineering us to be stupid. And I, for one, am not going to go along with this. Hope you get where I'm coming from on that. Let's go ahead and let John in Washington finish up what he was saying. All right, Mr. Hale, they claimed, might have been planning to shoot some judges or hire somebody to do it, so he got prison time. Didn't get a fair trial. He is a self-described white supremacist, but still he should get his rights. And you had brought him up. What else?
Well, Matt Hale there were speculation concerning him in the Left Cow case where the judges.
Yeah, from prison, he supposedly.
Well,
yeah.
Right. Well, so they speculated it was supremacy. Well, the thing is that he's up for an appeal here shortly. The tape that they used to convict him, if it showed anything, it showed that the agent committed a felony by soliciting a felony. Well, Edgar Steele is going to represent Matt Hale in the upcoming trial and appeal process, and he has agreed this time, unlike any of the other cases that he's done, and you know he represented the McGuckins and the Christines and Pastor Butler. Well, he's going to take this to the court of public opinion, and he has agreed to do virtually any and all radio programs
all right,
as long as he's not ambushed.
I got to let you go. Just send me the info if you want me to interview somebody on that. I mean, I've had this happen over the years. They basically quit because I don't bite. I go, I'm calling the police on you right now. That's what I do, and then I call and it's a cop. But they'll walk over and go, you know, we ought to bomb something. And I'll go, hey, shut up. Are you a fed? I'm just joking. You fall them out of their car, and it's an unmarked police car. They'll go to a bar when you're there and just, yeah, you know, we ought to start doing something. The last time this happened, actually, I was at a election fraud rally a few months ago, and I had two separate guys, obviously, you know, federal officers, walk over and just start spouting that we ought to do something violent. I said, man, you're cops. And one of them said, yeah, we're going to get you. And just walked off. Yeah, we're going to get you. And my friend, Kevin Boot, was there, and he goes, that guy just threatened you. And so obvious they were federal police. I was just like, yeah, I know, man. And they just walk over and just look at you like you're stupid. You know, we ought to do something violent. I'm like, all right, you must be a fed. Just please, I'm against violence for the record. And by the way, that camera's, you know, turn the camera on. We're going to get you. So it's like a thug, a gang member, a mafiosa. They all act the same. It's all, yeah, I'm tough. You know what? We're going to stand up against you, you scum. You cancers. You pieces of trash. You're never going to win. You could gouge my eyes off and you cut my fingers off. I still win. You're going to hell.